For many people, paying for a loved one's funeral is one of the biggest expenses of their lifetimes. A lot of us have no idea how to do it, nor do we know we have legal rights in dealing with funeral homes. I'm Tracy Samilton, and I'm going to tell you about the little-known and frequently flouted funeral rule. I'm peeking into the chapel of Muhlig Funeral Home in Ann Arbor. There are some grieving clients there we don't want to disturb.
That's where the casket sits.
Muhlig is one of the very first funeral homes established in Michigan. I'm meeting with General Manager Tim McGillen, who's the epitome of a funeral director. He radiates comfort and assurance.
And then we use these stands here and other stands for floral arrangements on both sides of the casket.
McGillen says sometimes people come in with Hollywood-influenced ideas of a funeral. The 2 days of visitation, the gorgeous casket, the solemn procession with flags fluttering on the cars. Then they're handed the price list.
There is some sticker shock with a general price list. So as they scale back, we can scale back as well.
The funeral rule requires funeral homes to give potential customers a price list before they show them things like caskets and an itemized statement before the services are provided. The funeral home can't tell you, for example, that embalming is required because it's not. Dotan Weinman is an assistant director at the Federal Trade Commission. That agency enforces the rule using trained secret shoppers who pretend they're in the market for funeral services.
If a funeral home fails a shop, a secret shop, we will come back again. And if the funeral home fails a second time, then we will take steps to correct that.
Weinman says violators can choose to pay a fine that's equal to a small percentage of gross sales and enter the Funeral Rule Offenders Program, a 3-year retraining program for staff. Otherwise, the FTC takes them to court. But the FTC only has about 12 people to do the secret shopping for the entire nation, so the chances of being caught are slim. The FTC also agreed not to disclose the names of violators.
The agreement between the Federal Trade Commission and the National Funeral Directors Association to keep those funeral home names hidden is scandalous and should be repealed immediately.
Joshua Slocum is executive director of the Funerals Consumers Alliance. He says the FTC should also require funeral homes to list prices on their websites. Most don't. So you can't easily compare the cost of a service from one funeral home to another. The difference can be staggering. We're talking thousands of dollars. Slocum says the lack of online price disclosure means people have no idea what's reasonable to pay. So many pay more than they can really afford. Slocum doesn't lay all the blame on the funeral industry and the FTC. He says Americans need to educate themselves about funeral costs ahead of time, and they can't do that if they're afraid to talk about death. He hears this kind of thing a lot at the talks he gives.
I don't need your services yet, but I was just wondering if anything should ever happen to me. I call it death in the subjunctive mood. We can't even say for sure that we're going to die because it might be a lifestyle choice that's just not right for my household.
A recent Freedom of Information Act request by NPR obtained the most recent set of FTC sweeps, including Lansing area funeral homes. About half, 7 out of 15 in Lansing, were found violating the rule. That's much worse than the national noncompliance rate of 18%. Meanwhile, the funeral rule is up for review next year. The FTC could modify it. But the National Funeral Directors Association says it's working as intended. The group says most of the time, funeral homes just lack an understanding of the rule's requirements. The FTC's Dotan Weinman doesn't agree. He says the funeral rule is very clear and it's easy to comply with. For now, the best that funeral consumers can do is know their rights and get a trusted friend to help arrange a funeral if grief is getting in the way of thinking about the cost. I'm Tracy Samilton, Michigan Radio News.